Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 39 of the O Woman Podcast. Some sexual resolutions for the new year. So not just sexual, personal, everything centered on you, your womanhood, yourself, but focus on sexual things more than other things, but also very emotional things. So some resolutions that are going to help you out in the new year. Just reframe the way you think about your body, yourself, your sexuality, your relationships, because every year you owe it to yourself to think about where you've come from, where you've been, and everybody, you know, most people do that when they think about the new year, but it's going to be great this year if you think about it with a different background, if you think about it from a different, through a different lens. Think about your sexual relationships and your emotional relationships and how those interconnect, and think about your self-esteem and your body and how you feel about yourself, and then look ahead for the next year and think about how you want to change those things or keep them the same, so that you feel like you're who you want to be. You're doing what you want to be. You're doing what you want to do, and you're getting what you deserve from yourself and your life and your body. So there's really two main kind of categories when you're thinking about resolutions for the new year. And one of them is, you know, perfecting the classics. So actually working on things that you've always been working on your whole life, or mostly once you became a sexual person. And then there's the category of experiencing new things. And that's even when people do resolutions that aren't, you know, a woman-centered sexual emotional kind of resolutions, they still are very much, they follow this kind of pattern where they're either things where, oh, I want to do this better, which is kind of the perfect the classics, or I want to try this new thing. I want to go bungee jumping or whatever. I want to have a kid, you know, whatever, things like that. So that's new things and old things, because that's what, you know, life is. Life is made up of continuing the same experiences over and over again, trying to make them better for yourself, or continuing them if they're great, and made up of hoping for new exciting things to come your way. So I wanted to talk today a little bit about, first, perfecting the classics in your life. So perfecting the aspects of your life, especially sexually, that you've been working on probably since you were a young adult. And it's a good year, it's a great year for you to focus on really cementing what those are for you, really making them what you want them to be. And the first one is becoming, you know, getting okay with your body. And in episode 2 of the podcast, I talked about this extensively, also in episode 4, about naked time. The concept of actually spending time with yourself naked, alone, in a way that isn't hypersexual, with someone else around watching you, you know, your partner going, so that you have time to bond with yourself and see yourself as who you are and get used to your body so that you feel comfortable with it and you realize how actually beautiful and fantastic you are. And I'm actually sitting in my bedroom right now with some candles on. And this atmosphere would be a perfect atmosphere for, you know, your naked time experience. And I've talked about this in other episodes, but this is the year for you to get comfortable with who you are, if you weren't already, or to continue feeling comfortable with who you are. Because no matter what, as the years go, your body changes. Things happen. Sometimes your body changes for the better. Sometimes in your mind, it changes for the worse. But that doesn't mean you should abandon your love of your body and how you feel about yourself. You need to continue that relationship. It's like having a relationship, but you have it with your body, because your brain has an idea of what your body is supposed to be, and then your body is one way. That's the way your body is. So you have to, you know, compromise those two things, what your idea of your body is supposed to be and what your body is, and realize that you are the way you're supposed to be. Unless you feel unhealthy or something like that, then, you know, do what you can do to get healthy. But you are fantastic. You're beautiful. You're great. So make sure that this is a year where you really focus on that. If you've been putting that off because you have a busy life, you have kids, you have a busy job, you have all these things, you can't skip this, because this is something that affects your ideas of yourself and your self-worth. And when you become comfortable with yourself, so many other things open up, so many other things connect, and everything seems more positive when you have a positive outlook about yourself. Related to this, getting used to your body and the way it works is actually perfecting your orgasm. So this either means learning how to have one. This means figuring out your favorite way to have them. This means deciding that you want to try to have them most of the time when you have sex, or at least once a week or something like that. And this can be like a job. This might be work for you and your partner, but it's worth doing because you might think, oh, I can't have an orgasm. It's just the way it is. Yes, you can. You need to listen to episode 3, the myth of not being able to have an orgasm. That's a myth. You can have one. Your body can do it. Your body can do it. I promise you, you just have to believe and you have to give yourself time because you're not, you know, a mechanical creature where you just press buttons and it works. You're an emotional, social, sexual person, and you need to work yourself into that mode for having an orgasm. So depending on your own path and your own experience with sexual relationships and having orgasms, your resolution for the year, it could be a varied thing. Like mine is, would be thinking about, not being so worried about having an orgasm or not having an orgasm, or did I not have one, you know, every time I have sex, because I'm used to having one almost every time. And when I don't, sometimes I think, oh no, what happened? What's wrong with me? That is something that I need to get over and realize it's just an off day. And even so, it's not even an off day. It's just a day where that isn't something that you worry about. Because with thinking, oh, it's an off day, then you kind of think, oh, what was wrong? No, nothing has to be wrong. It's just the way it was for that day. But depending on your sexual experience and your experience with orgasms, yours could be, my resolution for this year is to teach myself how to have an orgasm. My friend had to do that. I've talked about this in the episode about, you know, learning, you know, realizing that this is a myth that you can't have an orgasm. My friend had to teach herself. One of my best friends had to teach herself from scratch, kind of, because her experience with sex before that wasn't something that was really conducive to the way she has orgasms. And she had to teach herself and convince herself, I can do this. Before being with partners, she was able to say, this is what I want, this is what I need, I can have them, but I need you to do this. She had to know herself that she could have them by herself to make sure that she could. So that might be a resolution. It might be, this year, I'm going to learn how to have orgasms by myself, and it might be work. You might have to spend, you know, a couple hours a day or a couple hours a week or whatever, however you want to break it up, hanging out by yourself. I would advise doing a naked time kind of thing first. Check out the other episodes for, like, exactly how that works, how to do that. And then work your way into your sexual feelings and go to town. I mean, you're going to have to work at it, though. You're an organic being, so it might take time. It might take a lot of energy. But I think this is a really good resolution to have for the upcoming year, is it's kind of coming into your own sexually. It's about that. And beyond just thinking about kind of deciding and getting more sure about, you know, your orgasm ability and things like that for the new year, it also has to do with just learning to ask for what you want in your sexual relationships. Whether you're dating a bunch of different people trying to figure out who you like, or you're with one person casually or very seriously, there's still room for you to ask for what you want. I talk about this in episode 5. Demand what you want is really what it is, but it's in an asking sort of way. But you have to know what you want before you can say, I want this. And a lot of that is related to getting acquainted with your body, getting acquainted with yourself sexually, so that you're able to say, this is what I need, this is what I deserve, when the time comes, when you're with a partner, or, you know, when you're with yourself and you're still working on your sexual, you know, your sexual self. Another one of the classics, one of the oldie but goodies things that is probably something that we encounter in our lives as women, is probably birth control. Most women, at least most straight women, do use birth control of some kind or another. And that's a part of your life. You always have to reevaluate and think, is this the best birth control that's right for me? And this is definitely something that I'm really thinking about for my resolution for the coming year, because I've talked about it before. Episode 25, I talked about what birth control is right for you, because there's so many different options and you really need to look into it and research and think about what's the best for your life and your lifestyle and your partners and things like that. But I talked about it in this episode about how I'm not really happy with my birth control right now. I'm just taking regular birth control pills that are, I think, the cheapest generic kind, because they're covered by my insurance. And I'm really not happy with the way they're making my body work right now. I kind of have two periods almost. Like, I have a normal one when it's supposed to happen, and then I have some sort of strange middle one. And I know that that's because of the birth control, but my body has never done that before. And I mean, it's not uncomfortable. It doesn't bother me, but it's kind of just frustrating. And I don't feel in sync and in tune with my body in the way I'm supposed to, because you're supposed to have a period once a month. Really? You're not supposed to have 4 a year. You're not supposed to have, you know, 24 a year. You're supposed to have around 12, maybe 13 or something like that. So that's one of the big resolutions for me this year, is to think about, what can I do to feel empowered and in control of my birth control situation? Which also has to do with feeling in control about my fertility, because I have a right to be in control of that. And so that's the big one for me this year. So I would say it's a good time to reevaluate, where am I with my birth control? Where am I with how my birth control fits into the kind of partners I'm with? You know, for example, are you in a long-term relationship where you're not worried about needing to use a condom? That's not something that you need to worry about as much. You're not worried about STDs. You're more worried about pregnancy. But the flip side of that is, are you having multiple partners right now, trying to find the people that you like the best? You should be using protection against STDs too. So you need to reevaluate and think about, what do I want my year to be like upcoming, and think about the best birth control for you. And then another big thing that I've talked about before, I talked about in episode 23, I talked about what womanhood is to me. But always during the new year, it's a great time to redefine, to think to yourself, write it down, journal it, put in your diary, talk it out, you know, whatever, what womanhood is to you. Because if you're feeling not in sync with your concept of womanhood, that means you're not feeling like you are who you really are. Because no matter who you are, if you feel like you're a woman, you are a great woman. I mean, unless you're a bad person and you hurt people on purpose and you're mean and you're horrible, which I know you're not, then you are an ideal woman. No matter how you're shaped, no matter what you look like, none of those things make a difference, because womanhood, as I talked about in the other episode, has more to do with your character and who you are as a person. And then there's little subtleties, you know, within individuals about individual ideas of womanhood, how they feel the sexiest, how they feel the most feminine or womanly or whatever. But it's a great time of year to think about both of those things. Am I in alignment with the person, the woman, really, with the person I want to be? Do I feel that I had an honorable, successful, caring year, or do I feel like I have some resentment from this year and feeling upset? It's time to start fresh. It's time to think about your idea of what a woman is, which is really based on who you are, the good qualities of who you are, and decide to be that person. You are that person anyway. So decide to be that person. Or if you realize your concept of what a woman is just so far-fetched from actually what women really are, or from what you really are, you need to reevaluate your ideas of what a woman is. If your idea of an ideal woman is 110-pound, 6-foot-tall, thin, blonde lady, and you're not that, then that's not what womanhood should be to you, because you're not going to be that way, and that's perfectly fine, because all women are different. So you need to think about how your idea of what a woman is and what makes a woman sexy and a good person, think about how that is fitting with you right now, how that is fitting with what you want to do in the upcoming year. I feel like this is the biggest classic thing that you need to reevaluate every year, because all of these other things about deserving and to have an orgasm, working on that, spending time with your body, respecting your body, feeling that you're beautiful, demanding what you want, what you need from life, all of those things are related to understanding who you want to be, how you want to be. And do that in the new year. It's just the best time to do that, to rethink it. And the problem is, a lot of people don't rethink it during this time, because it's a busy time of the year, but also because it's some hard stuff to think about. It's introspective, kind of difficult things. But I promise you, it's going to be worth it. You need to think it out, talk it out, write it out. Or you're going to continue the new year with some of the old issues you had with yourself and with your life and with different things. You have to work them out or you're not going to be able to move on and actually change those things or make them grow into bigger and better things. You aren't going to feel like you have a lot of fertile energy or productive energy that can come from you to do great new things. Now, the other category of things that is really great to think about this time of year is the new things category. So we just talked about all the classics, the things that every year, of course, you know, you need to reevaluate, think about who you are as a person, that kind of stuff. But then there's the new things category. So like this year, if you're excited about experiencing some new things, I have some things that I would recommend, sexual, emotional things that I think would be really beneficial and great. Like, I'm of the age group now, I'll be 29 this coming year, where I'm thinking about wanting to have kids. And if you've been listening to the podcast since the beginning, you've heard me talk about this a couple different times, how I want to have them sometime in the next couple years. And the most recent episodes, episodes 36 through 38, were interviews with one of my friends, Jen, who had a child. Her daughter's 10 months old now. And she had her natural childbirth. It was a water birth without any drugs or anything. And I really stand behind this manner of birthing children. But even so, if you're thinking of having kids in the upcoming year, it's a good time before you conceive or if you just conceive to start looking into what you need to know. Is research and information. If you heard those other interviews that I did with my friend Jen, one of the big things that was the theme in all of her ability to have a great, fantastic birth experience had to do with knowing the information and doing research and not just listening to what other people said. She looked everything up. She did so many things. And she was rewarded because her birth experience went pretty much exactly the way she wanted because she was educated and she knew what she wanted, what she didn't want, what was safe, what wasn't. She chose a natural birth because it's safer, it's better. I do a little bit of an overview in episode 7 if you want to look back to that one about why natural birth is so great for you and your baby and your partnership and everything. But it's a great time of year if you're thinking in the coming year or the next year to really evaluate your ideas of birth and how you want to go about doing that so you can really be prepared. Because it'd be a good idea to think about changing your nutrition, making sure you're healthy before you even conceive, all of those things. It's kind of a long process if you really want to put a lot of energy into it, which I know you do because every mother wants the best thing for their child. So even though we're not thinking of having a kid next year, probably we're thinking of having a kid the year after, I'm still, this coming year for me is going to, it's going to be a lot about rethinking my dietary habits, which I feel like are pretty good, but rethinking them so that I am just really building up the best stuff in my system to nurture a baby when the time comes. Really preparing just even to conceive. So if you're thinking of doing something new in the coming year, that would be a great thing to really put a lot of energy into if you're already thinking about having a kid. Another thing that's a little bit more on the fun sexual side is picking a vibrator that's good for you. Everybody needs a vibrator that's good for them, whether they're in a long-term relationship or they're single or whatever. It's always nice to have one. You can use it once a year. You can use it every day or three times a day. But it's really fantastic to have one. But you need to kind of know what you need in a vibrator. Like, some vibrators, you know, they are both internal and then they also vibrate next to your clitoris. So some vibrators are smaller and they only touch one area at a time. So you need, this has to do with knowing what you want. You need to kind of know what your would be best for your body and try to pick one accordingly. I talk about this in episode 10, which is you're not the vibrator you choose. The first vibrator I ever chose was this ridiculously huge penis-shaped, like dark black plastic that was like so unyielding. It was just hard plastic. It was crap. It was horrible. But I didn't know that at the time. I picked the one that seemed like it would be the most sexual vibrator. I didn't pick the, you know, pink bunny one or whatever. And it wasn't a good choice because I didn't know at the time what to choose. But now that I know what my body needs, you know, you pick the one that's best for you. So I encourage you to think about, hey, what kind of a vibrator do I need for the upcoming year? And then go find that. Also, something I've talked about in a previous episode, I talked about vaginal or menstrual cups. So the brand I use is a Diva Cup. I talk about that in episode 18. Why I so endorse them, why I think they're so great. But even beyond like me endorsing the menstrual cup, I think the coming year is a good time for you to have a sense of empowerment about your periods and about your body as a whole. And this goes back to being comfortable with your body and everything. If you don't want to use a menstrual cup, okay, use what you want to use. But still, know what's going on with your body when you're having a period. Expect, you know, get used to what your cycle is and what happens, and get to know your body a little bit more. Actually understand and look up and research what's going on, you know, when you're having a period. What is all this stuff? Where is it coming from? I mean, you probably already know that, but little details about that, and then choosing the kind of period management. I don't know. They call it kind of sanitary supplies, which my friends thought, that's just ridiculous. There's nothing unclean. Why do you need to call it sanitary? But, you know, your period management supplies, reevaluating if what you're using is right for you. If you're interested in something new, I encourage you to check out the episode where I talk about the menstrual cup and why I think it's so great. You know, or just think about what you have now and see if it's going to be the best for the upcoming year. So that's something that maybe isn't really something that women think to review and kind of reevaluate every year, but I'd say that's worth doing because it's about your female body. It's about feeling comfortable with managing your life, because the period is, you know, a fifth or a quarter of your life, you know, depending on how long your period lasts. And then if you're looking for an interesting new sexual experience related to periods, I would definitely recommend having period sex. I talk about this in episode 20. It's a really fantastic, interesting experience. And part of it, part of the learning more about your body when it's on when you're on your period, it's related to this too, because you'll get to know a lot more about it, and so will your partner during a period sex experience. So if you're looking for a new sexual experience that, might open up an entire 4 or 5 days of your life for sexuality that you kind of had it closed off because you're on your period, I mean, definitely do it. It can be pretty messy, but it's really fantastic. So check out that episode to learn a little bit more about why period sex is super fun and why I've always loved it. And then another, you know, this isn't really on a super light note, but in the upcoming year, thinking about your past year, your years before, and your sexual interactions with people, think about if it's a good time for you to check up on your sexual health. So get an STD test, get an HIV test, check up on yourself and make sure that you're still healthy and your body is still prepared to do all the things in your future that you want to do with it. You know, stay healthy, live a long time, be sexually active in a healthy, great way with a person that you love or a person that you enjoy in some way. And making sure that you're healthy and you're having safe sex with the person that you're with, you know, that's a big part of starting the new year off right, definitely. And then I would say the big exciting thing that I won't be doing this upcoming year because I've already found my life partner, but is if you're in the search for a life partner, thinking about reevaluating or just evaluating what it is that you want in a life partner. And I talked a lot about this in episode 12, like what really is important to look for in a life partner, how they interact with you, how they treat you, ways that you know that they're a good support system. Because just because you love someone doesn't mean they will be a good life partner for you. You're thinking, you know, hopefully you're thinking decades and decades of time together if you're choosing a life partner. So thinking of all those variables that are really important, it's a good time to do that because this is the time of year, New Year's Eve, you know, when you're hoping to kiss someone as New Year's Eve happens. And, you know, it's also a good time of year just to throw out old crap. So if you're with people that are wasting your time, that aren't caring enough to you, think about, do they have any value to you? Are they really worth your time? Think about purging some of the crap in your life that isn't valuable, which is, you know, not just relationship stuff, you know, not just purging people that make you feel bad, but purging thoughts about yourself that, oh, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not good enough, you know. Get acquainted with your body and realize you are those things. So purge, get rid of those other thoughts. Get rid of the idea that you can't have an orgasm. You can, you know, get rid of all those negative things. And definitely get rid of people that don't make you feel like a beautiful, great person, because you are and you deserve to feel that way. So hopefully these resolutions are some things that you can get behind that, especially if you're stuck on New Year's resolutions, because there's such a pressure in our society to think of what New Year's resolutions we need to do. But they can be the same every year. They can always be reevaluating, rethinking of who you want to be, your identity, your desires, your body, yourself. So hopefully this gives you a really good starting point for thinking about that. And I also want to remind you that the second drawing giveaway for the O Woman podcast will be on New Year's Eve. I'll do the drawing on New Year's Day, but the deadline for signing up will be on New Year's Eve at midnight. We've already got a couple people signed up for this one, definitely. And the guidelines for signing up are super simple. You can check it out on the website, owomanpodcast.com. But I'll also be posting reminders of how to do it on the website on New Year's Eve. And it's easy. All you have to do is go to the O Woman Podcast Facebook page. You just search O Woman Podcast, and there I am. And you have to like the page, and then you have to, this is on your honor, I'm going to believe you. If you like the page, I'm going to believe that you did this. Tell someone else about the podcast. Make someone else a fan so that we can try to spread the word a little bit. I'm going to believe you if you've liked the page. Just going to take it on your honor that you did that. So if I see that you've liked the page, your name is going to be entered into the drawing. That will be, I'll be pulling names out of a hat on, New Year's Day, and then I'll be announcing it that day. There won't be a podcast. There will just be the announcement. And, if you're the winner, make sure you, follow the directions in the post so that I can get your email and I can send you your prize, which will be a $15 gift card to Adam and Eve, you know, adult store, sex shop online. So you can choose any, you know, any of these things that we talked about, to kind of start your new year off right. So you can pick out that vibrator that we were talking about. You can just pick something else. You can pick a Kama Sutra book. You can pick lube. You can pick anything that works for you or your partner or your sexual life. A good way to start the new year off right. So thanks once again for listening to the O Woman podcast today. As always, I love talking with you guys, and be sure to keep these resolutions in mind. Check out the other podcasts that I mentioned in the episode today for a lot more information about each of the things I covered. And just happy new year early, of course. We have a few more days, but I'm getting excited about the new year and all the new projects and things I'm excited about in my resolutions. So I hope you're getting on board with your exciting new year too. All right. As always, I love talking to you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.